Late last year, biologists at the University of New Hampshire announced the results of a study commissioned by Fish and Game. They estimated that from 1989 to today, the bobcat population in New Hampshire had rebounded from less than 200 cats to somewhere between 800 and 1,400. Kent Gustafson with the Wildlife Division laid out the results of that study to Fish and Game's commissioners. He says that based on natural mortality and estimated birth rates,
that would give us a rate of population increase of about a little over 5% per year, resulting in about 77 animals being added to the population on an annual basis. That 77 we really believe represents a harvestable surplus.
A harvestable surplus. That's Fish and Game biologist speak for bobcats that can be trapped.
There's no need to kill the bobcat. They're not causing any problems. We don't even really see them on the landscape.
Suzanne Fournier is with Speaking for Animals. She and a handful of animal rights activists turned up with signs to protest the idea of a bobcat season. She argues that bobcats have really only just begun to rebound to the point where people are beginning to see them now and then.
Those people who see them are the lucky ones. They might see one at their bird feeder, just one cat outdoors at a bird feeder.
Bobcats are slightly bigger than a house cat. In the past decade, they've been seen all over the state. They eat mostly rabbits, but also any small rodent or bird that they manage to catch. Some biologists argue that unlike prey species, predator populations self-regulate with the abundance of their prey. And Helen Tam Semmons, who also came to argue against the bobcat trapping season, says predators are the mechanism by which natural selection works. And thus, having them around makes prey populations healthier, too.
And especially in New Hampshire, we have basically coyotes and bobcats. They are the apex predator. So if we want a healthy ecosystem, we need to preserve the bobcat.
Fish and Game says its data show New Hampshire, at this point, has about as many bobcats per square mile as both Vermont and Maine. Trapping or hunting the animals is legal in both of those states. As for the folks who would do that trapping, they argue they would only take a small portion of the total population.
It's something we want as long as the population can handle it. We have a love of wild places and wild things. Our goal is not to eradicate species.
Daniel Teague is with the New Hampshire Trappers Association. He says being out on his trap lines is just a great way to spend a day.
It's in my blood. It's in my soul. It's just something that you can't describe. And there's probably no more green, warm clothing material out there than wild fur. There's nothing more organic. And the Russians know what's warm. That's why they have fur hats.
The Fish and Game Commission voted unanimously to have its staff draw up a proposal for what they called a very conservative bobcat trapping season. The last time trapping of bobcats was allowed in New Hampshire was 1989. But the commissioners, who are appointed by the governor and council, one to each county, will ultimately be listening to their constituents for how to vote on this decision. Mark Ellingwood, chief of the Wildlife Division, says the interests will probably break into two groups.
People who are interested in taking advantage in a consumptive way and balancing that with the interests of those people who enjoy the presence of cats and enjoy seeing them in their backyards and in the woodlands of the state.
How each commissioner votes when they're asked if they want a trapping season will have a lot to do with which of those groups is louder between now and then. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.